From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The Navy is testing whether it can slim down the number of crew on its warships and still maintain a high level of preparedness. The optimal manning exercise on four ships is designed to prepare for the next generation of destroyers. They'll be in use by the end of the decade. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Russell Lewis reports.
A few miles off the coast of San Diego, the guided missile destroyer Milius is preparing to drop anchor in the choppy Pacific Ocean. On the bridge, crew members scurry from one watch station to the next as the 500-foot-long warship is eased to a stop.
200 yards center of anchor. Till I concur.
302-100.
Normally, a destroyer like the Milius would have as many as 340 crew on board, but during the optimal manning experiment, the Navy has reduced this ship's staffing by 20%. The drive to shrink crew size is pushed by the need to save money and make better use of trained personnel. Jeff Harley is Milius's commanding officer. He says they're not asking the crew to do more with less, they're retraining them to be more efficient.
It's about doing the same, but compensating for those reductions using the policy changes, the procedural changes, and the technologies.
Harley maintains the safety of the crew and the ship isn't being compromised. He says they've removed sailors because the Navy has dropped many routine inspections that had to be done manually. He points to newly installed video cameras and electronic sensors that can detect mechanical problems. During meal times, the food lines are now self-serve. The Navy also added washers and dryers, eliminating the need for a laundry clerk. Commander Harley says they're still studying ways to be even more efficient.
I call it a revolution against free labor. We have done some of these things because we have always done them that way. So instead of doing it for that reason, instead, let's really look at it, see if we really have to have it, see if somebody else is already performing that function. And if it is, we look to eliminate it.
Vice Admiral Tim LaFleur, the commander of the Navy's Pacific Surface Fleet, is crafting the optimal manning program. He says by training sailors to do multiple jobs on destroyers alone, the military can save millions of dollars.
That's 50 people that you don't have to recruit, 50 people that you don't have to train through boot camp, and then you multiply it by 50 ships in the class. I mean, there's just great, great opportunities for savings here.
LaFleur says the biggest challenge is managing the perception that the change means an increased workload. Mary Jacobs is an electronics technician aboard the Milius and says she likes the program, but others have expressed concern.
Nobody likes change, and so there's been a lot of gripes and bickering about what's going on. The workload is a lot harder on everybody, and just the plain difference has caused a little bit of tension.
The senior enlisted person on board, Command Master Chief Robin Hetland, has heard some of those frustrations and says there's resistance from any change, but eventually people get used to it. He says they're studying the reductions to ensure they've got the right number of people on board. If more are needed, they'll recall them.
It's just the unknown, not knowing how far you can flex something in a wartime environment. Are we going to be safe? And that's the thing. We want to make sure that everybody's safe and we're doing it right.
The real test comes next fall when the Milius and its reduced crew will set sail on a 6-month deployment. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis aboard the USS Milius off the San Diego coast.